ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook. You know, we have to look at how to develop strengths of this football team as we approach the midseason. We're getting a lot of good play out of the young guys. Now I want to pay attention to Ego Ferguson here in the middle. You got to think of everything he's thinking about before the ball is ever snapped. There's a lead blocker, Adam. There could be a possible double team, I formation running back. So you really don't know what they're capable of doing until you see the flow of the play. So we're going to start this play and put it in motion. They're going to take tight end Greg Olsen, line him up on the right side. Now you have the strength over here to the right, a lead blocker, and then you have the running back. Ego Ferguson still has to figure out after the ball is snapped, will he be double teamed? Will it be a specific angle block? How are they going to try to remove him from the most likely point of attack? Let's put this play in motion. Boom, angle block. He's got to stay in position, head sight open, in control of the shoulder of this offensive lineman. Too extended with his head down. Ego's going to be able to disengage from the blocker, get right back and replace his position where he initially started from, and then pursue down the line of scrimmage. You see all the other teammates working in and creating the stalemates at the line of scrimmage, but look at Ego Ferguson. He reacts, replaces, and tackles. That's a heck of a play for a young defensive tackle on the inside. As we just saw, Ego Ferguson working on the inside on the run. That was play 20. This is play 24. So again, extended play out of the young guys, really important. Let's watch Ego Ferguson here, because now you don't know if it's pass or run. Still same formation, lead blocker over here away, tight end over here away. So Ego Ferguson, he's in a position inside this gap off the shoulder of the center where it's most likely could be double teamed, or if it's a pass protection, how are they gonna slide to him? Let's put this play in motion. As you see it start, you see the center go right to Ego Ferguson. The left guard has a hand up to keep him from penetrating to this gap. And then you see the fake by Cam Newton here, showing the deception that he's going to throw the ball. Another fake to the running back. Now, this entire time, these two defensive tackles have to fight with their head up to see where the ball is going and where the running back can possibly go. Now you watch him get back into the lane after the quarterback has decided to throw the ball. And again, with a double team block, a defensive tackle is going to have a hard time getting off the line of scrimmage. So now what this guy has to do is keep a sight. Ego Ferguson, keep a sight to the quarterback. Watch Ego slide down the line, get in the passing lane, boom, tip ball. This is as good as a sack, folks. And I tell you what, it's a great play when you are being double teamed because the likelihood of you winning that battle is unlikely. We're going to go to play 25. And this is what's so impressive. Ego Ferguson now lined up on the right-hand side of the center. I formation. Trip receivers to the opposite side of the field. So you can suspect pass, but you still have to play the run game. Let's put this play in motion. Again, watch Ego Ferguson here. Engages with the center immediately. Again, the right guard is going to give that security to that gap so Ego Ferguson can't burst right upfield. The center gets in position. The left guard now is sliding over towards Ego Ferguson. As he's fighting with the center, look at him continue with his eyes up. Look at him with his head up, separation between he and the center, getting in position, slides to the throwing lane again, hand up, boom. Tips the ball, goes in the hands of Lance Briggs. This is a heck of a play, heck of a series now for Ego Ferguson, the young defensive tackle, because you think of the run play, the first play he was in, a lot of filtering of information, now the battle of a double team he fought the second one, and again, sliding over and fighting on the interior. That's a great play by rookie Ego Ferguson. Come back next week and see another top performance here for the Chicago Bears.